Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. This topic today I'm going to change. I had to move some things in the schedule. And this topic of this show is going to be called Pros and Cons of Shifting Your Retail Business Online. Okay? The pros and cons of it. And the next show after this will be franchising. Then we will continue the other show that I actually had scheduled regarding competition a little later, probably on Monday. But anyway, let's go ahead and begin. Let's talk about the pros and cons of shifting your retail business online. There are some pros and cons to that. And before we start talking about the cons of it, let's talk about the pros and why you should have it. If you're a bakery or if you're a plumber or whatever your business is, and if you already have an established retail business, my advice to you, you are dead in the water in the future if you don't have a retail site for credit, for business reputation. You need to have an online presence. Now, services are a little bit different. You now, if you have a service, you can offer a coupon for services, kind of communicate. You have a product. It's great. It's really, really great. However, there's a lot of competition out there that you need to be aware of. But however, a few tips that I'm going to give you today will actually help mitigate what that is. So again, the pros and cons of shifting your retail business online. Let's say you are a baker. Let's keep it product driven right now. And you can kind of customize this to when it comes to a service. But I'm going to take a bakery product. And let's say you do bakery goods for dogs. Let's not say cupcakes. Let's just use dogs for right now. We do bakery products for dogs. I would say either get someone professionally for an hour, take pictures of all the products, and maybe surround them by individual tables. How many products are you going to have? You're going to have 100 products, do 100 products. And with your 100 products, you can really do it in your own home. It's going to take you a little bit longer, but put it on the white background. So only thing you can really focus on in that picture is that particular item. So think of it, you have a pedestal or a table, and you have this block, and you have these doggy biscuits, or the doggy this, or this doggy that, or whatever, a pet, or cat, or whatever. And you have it presented look, you know, nicely in a gift basket. It looks appetizing to the owner, because that's who it's going to appeal to first. So the owner or the parent will have to be enticed to buy this for their dog. And then you want to get your domain. That's going to be simple, not too long, and get to the point. And then you want to load all your pictures on the e-commerce platform if you're doing a e-commerce product. And let them purchase on the e-commerce platform and give them the option to call into the store to place an order. It's cheaper for you to put it in the e-commerce platform and let them order it and give them confirmation of shipping and receiving the order and let that track that, because that's one less person, one less thing you have to do. So if you have an e-commerce platform, GoDaddy has an easy one. Volution, V-O-L-U-S-I-O-N. Pro Stores has one which is connected with eBay. Meva has one. And those are really the top ones. That's really, really easy. They will get you indexed quickly. Pro Stores, I know, will parallel with, I think, Google's Old Frugal type website that you can just load products from your website into that stream, and that gives you more and more chances to be seen with that particular product. But when you do your pictures, make sure you name your pictures exactly what they are, because their search engine can't read the pictures. They only can read the alt text in the background. So you have your platform, let's say GoDaddy, Evolution, Pro Stores, or Miva, that has real good, easy things you can teach yourself or have someone to do for you. Take clean, crisp pictures with a white background, okay, so your product can stand out. Post your pictures, but make sure you name your pictures what they are. Post them. If you're going to do 100 products, do 100 products. If you're going to do 25, do 25 of your best products. And also allow them in those products to write reviews. Write a review. No, give them $1 to write the review. Give them $1 discount. If you write a review within 30 days, we'll give you 10% off on the next order. Okay? Just build that into your cost. Do your cost. Build over for advertising so you have that margin to pay for it. Okay. Here is some other tips when you look at shifting. Here are some powerful advantages. First of all, having an online business is powerful, fast, efficient marketing, communication tool, and it's a great medium. Okay, it gives you visual, it's giving you marketing, it's giving you a voice online. It also is your own employee who's going to place and fill the orders, take the orders for you. All you have to do is fill them and ship them. Some people used to use for shipping, I think it's 2-day priority, because then you have to pay for the package and you got to kind of balance which ones you're going to want to do. But what's so good about that 2-day priority box, the post office is going to make sure it gets there. It might not get there in 2 days. It might get there up to 7 days. However, it's trackable. You can track it through their system, and you don't have to pay for the boxes. So think how much this box is going to cost. It's going to cost me $1 for a box. I can get it from the post office for free. It might cost me $5 to ship this. However, what's your cost of the boxes? What's your cost for tracking and all of that? So you got to put that in perspective. Can you afford to send this media first-class mail? So you kind of pros and cons on that, but if you're going to do the boxes, take into account how much that box is going to cost, how much the postage is going to cost. And if it's going to equal or it's just going to be maybe $1 cheaper, split the cost with the customer. Say, hey, shipping is $1, and make sure you built into that cost of sending that product out priority mail, because then you have the free boxes. Then you have the free tape, and the post office will pick that up every single day. And you can drop it off, and it will take priority. So that's a tip there. Also, is minimize startup. It doesn't really cost a whole lot to get started. The cost of a website can be $5 or $10 a month. It's a great investment. You also get Google. You can get AdWords. You can get a $100 coupon from them. You can get a $100 coupon from Bing and Yahoo, so you have some up money from that. And also Pro Stores have a lot of other deals with some other competitors, and I'm going to go through that in a few minutes as well. Also, having a website is the most economically friendly to run your business. Telecommunications reduces the number of cars and miles. You can test your sales strategies and make offers without wasting a lot of paper, like putting invoices, newsletter, catalogs together. Everything would be just electronic. Also, it's a very inexpensive way to reach new markets and interact with them. Also, it provides office and transportation savings. It has unlimited possibilities for automation for your business. You can automate your order and process payments, inventory. Also gives you management, customer inventory management, and also customer service tasks as well. It can be conducted through an email or some type of communications device with that platform. Also, you're in business globally for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it looks very professional. There are some disadvantages, okay? Disadvantages pretty much, okay, it's high competition, but if you actually blog every single day, you keep your pages fresh. So if you build your page, make sure you have a blog with your website. doesn't mean you want to write something in it every single day or have some review written in single day. So the search engines keep coming around, they see fresh content. Also, the disadvantage, you need to be a little tech savvy. So you're going to have a little minimum technology, be able to build these little websites with these templates to make it look. So it's gonna, you're going to spend a little time in doing it. But once you have it, it's up. Also, unwanted communication. Internet business often opens up unwanted communications. If you want to post your emails to your website, a lot of customers are going to attack you. Also, you will get spam and everything else there because that address is out there. So those are really disadvantages. However, really quick, the advantages is minimum startup. Quick start also is quick to set up. You be your own boss. You have the freedom to work. You have fast growth. So those are some great advantages of having that site. We're going to take a break real quick from our sponsor, and we'll be back in a moment with the Core Business Show.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome back to the Core Business Show. I'm talking about the pros and cons of an e-commerce business. I'm looking at GoDaddy website real quick, and you can put in your domain that you want to choose. Your domain can cost anywhere from $5 to $12. Get a .com or .net or .org. Get a .com if you can, but make the title real simple or just make it really relevant to what you're really selling. So, like, for example, Doggy Biscuits. I'm going to type in Doggy. We know Doggy is probably taken. Doggy is already taken. So let's call it Doggy Biscuits. Okay. Okay. Doggy Biscuits or is open. So that's an open domain. You can have that. So that's a prime example. You can purchase that for $12. Okay, and then from there, you just look for your website. And you get a website, tonight template. I need to get paid from GoDaddy. I'm giving them a lot of free advertising. Okay, economy, which is $4.99 a month. They have some discounts if you pay it annually. You get 5 pages. For a Doggy Biscuit website, you just maybe that's all you really need. Or I would say go deluxe. Go get $6.99 a month. 10 pages, get 10 products. That's 10 pages, but I'm sorry, we've got to look at e-commerce. So you have that. Let me back up. With a website tonight, you have the pages and also you have the cart. So it's two different things. So there is a more enhanced e-commerce platform that they look like they merged, which is called the Web Store Design Services. But also, the only thing you really need at the very beginning is a cart. And the cart is how people make the purchases, and also it lists how many products you can have. So you can make it with just one page, with the 5-page or the 10-page, it's just giving you additional pages. But however, the products can be listed. You can put all 20 products on the same page or the like products on the same page, 5, 5, and 5. And 5 here on this page, 5 on this page, and you can make them nice and big, and they can go across the page. And that's economy is $9.99, deluxe is 100 products for $29.99. So that's GoDaddy, and also you can track that with Google. You can track that with you can integrate that with Google site, which is the I forgot what it's called, merchant platform, used to call Frugal. Also with eBay, you can integrate this with PayPal, so you don't need a merchant service company. You can use PayPal or use Google payment services. Also, you can take MasterCards and use UPS. You can use for shipping also FedEx. You can use the Postal Service. So that's FYI. Okay, I'm going to go to Pro Stores. Okay, Pro Stores has the same thing, but what's so good about Pro Stores, I know in the past you get indexed pretty quickly, really, really quick. However, the platform costs a little bit more, but you get in, your products get indexed pretty quickly, and it integrates with eBay as well. They give you a discount with eBay, but also you can get some offers on in a merchant e-commerce solution area that you can get some additional services that are discounted as well. So that's ProStores.com. It has a lot of good add-on tools, but it's going to take you a little bit more time to pull something off in Pro Stores. So you're going to take a little lot more work in order to get that happen. It's not as easy as the GoDaddy platform. So, but it's nice and robust type system that will work well. Okay, Volution is a little bit in between. Volution.com, I'm going to look real quick. Volution.com, it has a lot of templates. It's a lot easier. It is a little bit more advanced than the platform for GoDaddy, but it's not. It gives you almost the same benefits as the Pro Stores, but it gives you a lot of nice templates. And take a look at that. It's Volution, V-O-L-U-S-I-O-N.com. I'm looking at the ranking. So Volution, let me look at Pro Stores real quick, see what the Alexa ranking is. ProStores.com. Okay. Alexa ranking is kind of a way that the websites actually track. And like, for example, 10,000, the lower the number is the better, and the highest is the worst. It's all. So if you're number one, you're really number one is Google. Number two is Facebook, and so on. Pro Stores has a rank of websites throughout the whole world is number 10,432 as of today. It will change usually daily. Volution is 2897. So probably this one is ranking a lot higher because it's a lot easier to use. But again, it's an easier template to use, and this will get you up and going. If you do it for the weekend, you get there pretty quickly with Volution. Okay. Also have on here, Miva is a little bit more difficult. So I would say stay with Pro Stores, Volution, and GoDaddy. GoDaddy is the easiest. Volution would be the second kind of intermediate. Pro Stores is going to be more advanced, so it's going to take you a lot more work. Prices are pretty similar. You can do 100 products for $19 on Volution. So anyway, kind of take a look at those sites. I'm not going to go into a lot of details with them. If you are a store, you want to be have an e-commerce. It's not only giving you marketing, it's giving you additional business. It's giving convenience for your own customers to order things online. So kind of keep that in mind. Everybody, just thank you for listening to the show today. Hope that information really helped. I was trying to make this really simple and clean. It's in your best interest for service or whoever you are to have an e-commerce site or have a website, rather. I'm going to tell you, even down to underwriting and credit and companies to look for companies to do service business with, they look at your website because they want to know what you're about, and they can't tell who you are over the phone, but they can tell who you are on your website. So it's your business suit, so you want to make sure it's clean, it is professional, and you representing your company and your logo, and you representing everything who you are. So everybody have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim J.K., your host. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim J.K.
For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.